The next poem is also on the sheets. It's called Report from the Front. It's really a lyric in celebration of newspaper strikes. All over, newspapers have stopped appearing, and combatants everywhere are returning home. No one knows what is happening. The generals are on long distance with the president, a former feature writer for the New York Times. No one knows even who has died, or how, or who won last night, anything. Those in attendance on them may, for all we know, still be there. A few speak compulsively, telling too much, having sat asleep in easy chairs. All over, newspapers have stopped appearing. Words once more than ever, have begun to matter. And people are writing poetry. Opposing regiments, declares a friend of mine, are refusing evacuation, are engaged instead in sonnet sequences, though they understand, he says, the futility of iambics in the modern world, that they are concerned with the history and meaning of prosody, that they persist in their exercises with great humility and reverence.